This is KUT. A civil liberties group says Texas health officials are holding back abortion statistics, specifically data that covers the year the state's abortion law known as House Bill 2 went into effect. The group says this information is vital to understanding the effects of the law, which the U.S. Supreme Court is set to rule on as early as today. KUT's Asha Lopez reports.
Trisha Trigilio is a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas. She says the information they've been asking for has been released every year for at least 20 years. And she says she has evidence that stats for 2014 are ready. But Trigilio says the state health department isn't handing it over.
The agency has responded to requests for the tables by saying that the statistics are still being processed. And that's just false. The statistics have been ready for months.
Trigilio and the ACLU of Texas sent the state health department a letter telling the agency to release the information or disclose their legal reasoning for not doing so.
The state of Texas has claimed consistently that the purpose of these abortion laws is to protect women's health. If that's true, it doesn't really make sense that our public health agency would want to hold back public health statistics. Instead, we would sort of expect the state to be trumpeting its success. But that's not what we've seen so far from the agency.
But a spokesperson for the state health department says if the data were final, they would release it. The agency says the detailed data for 2014 isn't final yet because, quote, the underlying details are being reviewed for accuracy. Since House Bill 2 went into effect, abortion rights activists say it's been harder than ever to get a legal abortion. About half of the state's clinics closed. Two parts of that law, which await a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, have not been implemented yet. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.